Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's the former Bedford Bearcat, former Ohio State Buckeye. Played with the Niners, played with the Seahawks, who get to welcome Russell Wilson back tonight. I'm going to ask Tyvus about that. He's Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Tyvus?
What's going on, fellas? And no, it is not hereditary that they got weak pec muscles. Maybe they just overwork them. Have that ever thought you ever occurred?
Yeah, they were too big and strong.
I don't know. Have you ever looked at the chromosomes on the Watts? I mean, yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I need to see the medical proof that it's not. No, I don't think it's hereditary.
I don't either, but Tyvus, I think it's interesting.
I do need to thank you, as long as this happened, that I was concerned that I was going to have to listen to Sugar Ray at halftime, but you were able to come through yesterday. Is this true?
You didn't want to listen to Sugar Ray? What's wrong with that?
No, I wanted to hear from you instead.
Oh, you're too kind to me. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, because we'll need to fill 5 or 6 minutes at the end of the pregame show next week, and I'll need to make sure you're in a good mood.
Oh, that's what this is about.
Tyvus is always in a good mood.
You're bribing me.
That's true. Yes, I am, Mr. Big Ten Network. I am. Did you see him Saturday? Big-time college football man on TV. Very nice. Tyvus is a king of media right now.
He's killing it.
Whoa,
king.
Whoa. I'm small potatoes compared to you two. You two are legends in the Cleveland eyes. Like, I'm just strive to be like you guys every day. I wake up every day and I say, what would Andy and Jeff do?
Raise my feet.
And then you roll over and go back to bed. It's amazing.
Tyvus, I was getting yelled at by my coworkers here in the studio earlier for pointing out that the Browns defense had trouble down the stretch. I was told not to think about such things.
Until tomorrow. Like in our room, today's positive day. Like in the radio room, much like they have the wide receiver room or the defensive back room. Today is just, it's been so long since they won 0-4, a week one game, especially on the road, that we're going to take 24 hours and be positive. Tomorrow can be realistic Tuesday.
You know what? And the funny thing about that is you're okay with being good, and Jeff wants to be great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you,
Tyvus. When they go watch film today, guess what's going to happen? They're going to have some tough conversations, and they got to answer to why they fell apart in the second half. But realistically, after they're done, they're going to get coached up. They're going to get coached hard. They're going to get called out in meetings. Right in front of the whole defense and maybe even in team meetings. They're going to talk about it. They have to get up and they have to explain what happened. But you know what? After they figure all of that out, they can walk out of there with their heads held high because they still won the game. They just know that they have to get better.
So wait, you're saying JJ3 has to get up in front of the whole team today and say why that guy got behind him?
That wasn't him. That was, wasn't that Dale Pitt in the post?
I don't know. I thought it was him. See, that's why I don't see the film the way you do.
So,
That's why we bring you on, to give us the expert analysis.
So I looked at the film, and it looks like, all right, so if in this defensive scheme, when you're running cover three, right?
Right.
The way that they typically run it is if it's one receiver to your side, you pretty much got a man-to-man. But if it's two receivers to your side, you bail out and you read two and you feel number one. Well, it looks like to me, over the course of the week, they had to talk about scissors concept. Scissors concept is when the number one wide receiver run a post, the number two wide receiver runs a corner route. So they crossing over. And typically how it's handled is either you're going to pass it off to each other, so the corner's going to pass the post to the safety and fall back on the corner, or he's going to run, the corner's going to take the post the whole way. Well, it looks like G. New thought that Dale Pitt was going to pass the post off to Dale Pitt and fall back on the corner route. So that's what made him come off of it. Dale Pitt, he was too busy locked in on Baker that I don't think he ever read or felt the post coming. It was clear he did it because he didn't get enough depth and he needed to back up some more. He needed to see that post coming. So I think that's what happened. So it happens when you play that post safety position, it gets very boring out there. For anybody that's never played in the post, it is boring as heck. Because you're eager, you want to make plays, you want action, so you get locked in into the box. But the point of being the post safety is we don't need you until we need you. And when we need you, we really freaking need you. And in that situation right there, he just got caught up with his eyes and he didn't get enough depth in his drop. And that's why Robbie Anderson went right past them.
Gotcha.
There's your break. That's your all 22 breakdown for the day.
Hey, do me a favor, just because I know we have people that listen sometimes, and it's like even good football fans sometimes don't understand the difference between cover one, cover two, and cover three. Will you explain that? Just the difference between man on man and zone.
Okay,
basically
so
is what
cover
it is.
Cover one is when you have is man to man for all the DBs, but your free safety, who's the guy that, if you ever watch a game and you wonder who's this guy that's 15 to 20 yards behind everybody, well, that would be the post safety. So in cover one, every DB is man to man, including linebackers and the box safety. They all have a man. That post safety is the man free, so he's the one that's behind the deeper than the deepest. And cover three, You break the field up in three zones. So you got both corners have a third of the field, and then that post safety has that last third of the field. So when you run in zones, if they run the scissors concept like I said earlier, you would basically be passing the post off to the post safety. If you're the corner, you're passing that post off to the post safety because that's what he's back there for, and you're falling back on the corner route, which is a 10 to 12-yard route. It's angling towards the out-of-bounds, and it's going to run straight to you. So that's what happened. I guess they had some miscommunication on that, and they left Robbie Anderson open on the post.
There you go. I feel like I've gone to football school today. Thank you.
Nice job. Tyvus Powell joining us, former NFL safety, former Buckeye, former Bedford Bearcat. Jacoby Brissett yesterday did enough to help the Browns win the football game. He looked you tell me, Tyvus, was it rusty that he didn't play in the preseason? Did he look like Jacoby Brissett? Did he look like he was in an offense that he wasn't comfortable with? What was it?
Well, I don't think it was any uncomfortable things about him. I think what it was is that, you know, you don't get a lot of game reps. They wait until the last preseason game to get those game reps. And then you have to imagine Amari Cooper didn't play. I don't think he played in the preseason at all. So they don't really have that chemistry that's there in games. Yeah, the connection in practice might be great, but you never really know until you get in that game. So, like I said yesterday, earlier in the game, Amari Cooper, he beat J.C. Horn off the route. I mean, it was off the line on the route. It was unbelievable on the release. And Jacoby Brissett wasn't used to seeing something like that, so he overthrew it. And it looks like, if I had to guess, they was either in two-man or they was in cover two, which means that Jacoby Brissett had to rocket that ball in between the safety and the corner because that was the hole right there. Well, he ends up lobbing it too far, and it allowed the safety to make a play on the ball, which is not what you want to do. So, though they have to get that chemistry down, he has to realize that Amari Cooper is a special talent at that wide receiver position, and he can beat his man at any given time on the route. It was just unfortunate that happened early. And I thought Jacoby Brissett did a great job in the clutch moment. That's something that we needed the most. I think you really can define a quarterback when the game is on the line and you have to have it. You really find out what type of guy you have at the helm. And it was amazing that he was able to stand in that pocket and be poised and deliver a couple of strikes down the field to get them in field goal range. And ultimately, if you can get a guy that can do that, you can fix everything. This is game one. I don't want people to have an overreaction. Game one is just used as a measuring stick. You see a lot of crazy things happen in week one. I mean, it was a bunch of losses that happened that shouldn't happen, that probably won't happen ever again. But it's week one, and you got to see where you're at. And that's all the Browns was doing yesterday with Jacoby Brissett. He got a great feel for the game. I'm pretty sure he's going to clean things up. I would like to see him be a little bit more accurate on the deep balls and not miss some of those deep ball throws. But I think as the season goes on, he'll get those down and get those timings right.
Tyvus, what goes through a guy's mind when they've played their hearts out on defense or offense, and then you hand the game over to a kicker at the end? Like, seriously, what do guys really think? Like, well, I did all this work, and now we're going to put it on one guy's foot. Great.
Listen, I would tell you how you feel about it. It depends. You always will know what type of kicker you have. If guys can sit there and watch it. So yesterday it was funny to hear some of the post-game interviews about, yeah, I closed my eyes and I said a prayer. You always know if the team is confident in the kicker or not, because if you can stand there with your eyes watching him kick that ball and know, like, we good, I know he going to make it, you got a great kick. But if you can't watch and you nervous, there's something about it. You don't have the faith in them. And I think the only reason that they were nervous is because Cade York is a rookie. It's not that he hasn't done it, because they say he's done it so many times in practice. We hear the crazy stories about how he's hitting from 70 in warmups. But it was the fact that this was a live game, and this is a rookie. And they're asking a rookie to come in here and make this big freaking kick. And I think yesterday, after doing that, they all trusted. So now they know. It's just like playing – if I was playing for Baltimore, as long as we can get that ball to that 40, I know we're going to win this game. So it was a big confidence booster for the whole team. And no, offense and the defense don't feel no type of way. You get more confident. Like, okay, at least we know that if it comes down to this situation, we'll get it done.
Tyvus, I will – after watching Brissett yesterday – and you said it right. He made some key plays in the key moments. And I thought, all right, let's see what happens next week. You have the Jets, a team that you would think at home you should beat. You're a better team than the Jets. And I hate to even think that my mind went this way, but it did. And I thought, if Jacoby Brissett struggles against the Jets, and then you have Pittsburgh coming in on a Thursday night, I wonder if there comes a point where the coaching staff looks to Josh Dobbs as an alternative at quarterback. And my hope is no, because that means Jacoby's done a great job and got it together after a shaky week one.
Well, the thing you got to remember about this, Jeff, is that this Browns organization, they ride out with who they got, and they keep all their faith and confidence in the guy that they have in the game. No matter what the outside world may think, no matter what we may say, one thing we can say about this Browns organization is that they are very loyal, and they're going to ride with what they have because they believe in them, and they see them every single day. So until Jacoby Brissett does something detrimental, which, if you think about yesterday's performance, what's the best thing that he did? He did not turn the ball over. Yeah. What did that do? That gave them an opportunity to win the game. That's like the biggest difference between him and Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield would have turned the ball over, which he did yesterday. He actually did. So as long as Jacoby Brissett is taking care of the ball, and he doesn't have to wow you, that run game came to life. I mean, me and you talked about it in the post game. It had over 200 yards rushing with just the running back. So, I mean, as long as that comes to life and Jacoby Brissett can show that he can consistently make those couple of 6 to 8 yard throws, get them down the field. Every now and then you'd like to see him make one of those deep ball throws to keep the defense honest. As long as he keeps the chains moving, and at the end of the day, at the end of the game, he gives you a chance to win the game, then you can. That's all you can really ask for, especially given the situation that he's in.
So, Tyvus, is that the blueprint for the rest of the season? I mean, I think we should expect a lot of games like this. I'm not, you know, if they win, they win. But I just think, you know, you're counting down the days until Deshaun Watson's going to be here, and that's one game less now that you have to wait for him to come back. And I'm not going to be surprised if we see more games like this. It's just the way it is.
Well, Andy, the one thing about this is you have to remember this is the NFL, and every game is close.
Right.
They're all going to be heart thumpers, whether Deshaun Watson is in there or not. They still are going to be close because these guys are able to make plays. That's why you see them on Sunday. But, yes, that's the recipe. We knew that going into the season. It was great to see that they leaned on that run game. And last year, you know, they kind of would have got away from it a little bit, but they leaned on that run game, and you got two running backs that's going to make big plays happen. So you have to utilize your best players when you don't have the quarterback that you want in the game. And so, like I say, the recipe for winning, the plan for winning has always been play great defense, run the ball, and protect and create turnovers. You've seen them do all four of those things yesterday, and what did it result in? A win. So that would definitely be the game plan for the rest of the season until Deshaun Watson gets back.
Tyvus, we'll talk to you on Sunday. Thanks, buddy.
See you.
Thanks, Tyvus.
Enjoy the rest of y'all day.
Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.